Gemara in Bava Metzia, in the first perek, and the Yud Amar Aleph, has a machlokes amaroyim, whether you apply zoch liyodam shaloi b'fonov to the situation of magbia metzia lachavero. Why should there be a problem? So the Gemara says it's an issue of tofis l'bachav makam shachav lachem. Why is it a makam shachav lachem? There's so much hefker around. So that's what in the yeshiva is, they explain that maybe the pshat is not that it's an issue of chav lachem. The issue is tofis l'bal chayiv. We mentioned yesterday the tshuvas harif. The Achrayim and Shulchan Aruch brought the tshuvas harif. The tofis l'bal chayiv machm shalo chav lachem is kono only mid the rabbanon. They made a special takan. Mikra din, it really shouldn't work. Mikra din tofis l'bal chayiv should never work. Why should it never work? So the answer is that the Teufes was not appointed Zechias mitam shlichus. Zechias is a form of shlichus. So somebody has to be memana him as a shliach. So if I want to give a gift to someone else, I'm the balamomen, and I have the right to appoint this person as a shliach to be kona on behalf of Ploni. Normally, Ploni has to be memana the shliach, that they should be kona on his behalf. But over here, Ploni is not the Bala Momen. It's an issue of giving a matana to him. So I'm the Bala Momen, so I have the ability to be memana him as a shliach. That's what we had the Tosis in Ezer Neshech, that if a Nochri wants to give a gift to a Yisrael, and he gives it to one Yisrael to be Zoch on behalf of the other Yisrael, so Tosis says, Ein shlichos lachem. So you see that's the way Tosis understands it, that the Noisen HaMatana is memana, the middleman, as a shliach. So by Magbi and Metzia Lachavero, there is no Bala Momen. The thing is Hefker. No one is Memana him. But he's self-appointed. He's doing a Shlichus on behalf of the third party, on behalf of the other person, on behalf of somebody else. But nobody was Memana him as a Shliach. So that's why there's room to say that just like Atayfis Labal Chayiv, Mikir Adin is Loikana. The whole thing is only Takana with the Rabbanon. And if it's a Tavis Bachal Makhon Shachav Lachem, they never made the Takana the Rabbanon. That's how the Rif learns. Mikir Adin is not that it's Laikana because it's Chav Lachem. Tavis Bachal is Laikana because nobody was Memanim as a Shliach. So the same should really apply by Magbiyah Metzil Lachavero. Halacha L'maisa though, it's not so. Halacha L'maisa, we pask in the Ha Magbiyah Metzil Lachavero is Kana Chavero. And Tavis Bachal, the Rif still says that it's only a Takana the Rabbanon. So isn't this a contradiction? So he said, it's not really a contradiction because one can distinguish and say, when do we require that the Bala Momen has to appoint the person as the Shliach? That's if there is a Bala Momen, if the Momen belongs to somebody. So the Bal Chayiv, the situation where the Loive is getting drunk and he's gambling away all of his money, or he's using all his money to drink or whatever, so in that situation he is the Bala Momen, and he didn't appoint this person as a zoche, as a shliach on behalf of the Bal Chayiv. So that's in violation of the din of shlucho shel Bala Momen by a dovish al hefker by Makbiyah Metzia Lachavero. One can argue the point and say there you don't need to be appointed by the Bala Momen because there is no Bala Momen to speak of. The Momen is hefker, so there's room to distinguish like that. Tosfos does not understand it like that. Tosfos understood that the reason why Magbiyah Metzia Lachavero, why was there an opinion in the first place that Magbiyah Metzia Lachavero, Loikana Chavero, there above Metzia? So it's not because he wasn't appointed by the Bala Momen. Tosfos Bayah says because it's Chav Lachrini. Whenever you do Zochen Liyodim Shloi B'Fonov and you Chav Lachrim, so the Zochin doesn't apply. It's only considered Zochin if it's a Schi on behalf of the Zochin on behalf of the Eved Knaini, that it should be Yotze Lecher, Zochin on behalf of the Kabbal Matana, that he should become enriched, he should receive the Matana. So Zochin only applies if number one, on behalf of the one for whom I'm doing the act of Schi, it appears that it's going to be a Schi. Number two, I'm not babbling anybody else, but if it's I'm doing a Schi for Ruvain, and the only way to do this chiyah for Reuven is to ba'abal Shimon. I'm toifis lebal chayiv makom shachav lachem. There's more than one bal chayiv, so I'm doing a toiva for Reuven, but at the same time I'm making a hepsit for Shimon, because now that I grabbed it for Reuven, if Shimon will come later, if they would If they were both common person, Reuben and Shimon common person, Shimon would be able to arrive earlier than Reuben. But because I'm Taifis for Reuben, that's why Shimon loses out. So Taifis learns, that's the problem. Taifis Labal Chayv is not a problem. Zachon Le'adam Shalai B'fonim, that's not a problem. Taifis B'chal Makom Shachav La'Cherim, that's a problem. Because it has to be a schus on behalf of the one on whose behalf I'm doing the Kinyan. And also it has to be that it shouldn't be an avla to anybody else. So, not like the Rif said, it's a special takana, Taifis Labal Chayv. And the takana was never instituted whenever it's Chav La'Cherim. No, Taifis holds, it's Mikir Adin. Taifis Labal Chayv works, Minatar. Makom Shachav La'Cherim is no good. Because it's not zochin, not that they never made a takana there. It's the opposite from the rib. Everything the opposite from the rib. Mikir adin tavis b'chayv does work, and chav lacherim, that's not good because that's not called the schus. So why is by magbiyah mitzia lachavero? Magbiyah mitzia lachavero. Taisus learns the Gemara's equation there about mitzia kipshuto. It's chav lacherim because I'm picking it up on behalf of Reuven. And now that I picked it up, so I'm preventing Shimon and the rest of the world. Everybody else would have preferred to pick this up, to be zeche for themselves. But because I'm zeche for Reuben, that's why everybody else loses out. So that's chav lacher. So that's what Tosfos says. Migad zeche lenafshi, zeche nami lachrini. It's not considered chav lacherim because I could have grabbed it for myself without employing the principle of zeche. If I grab it for myself, I'm zeche min hafker. I'm kodem an hefker. So even though I'm not taking for myself, I'm taking for somebody else, and that's based on zochin. And zochin only works if number one, it's a schus for that person. Number two, it's not a chayva. I'm not babbling anybody else. Here, the babbling other people, I could have done it anyway by taking it for myself. Amiga, the zochin enough. She's zochin ami lechavre. That's how Tosfos read the Gemara there. So that's how Tosfos reads the Gemara here too. That's how Tosfos reads the Gemara here too, because Rav Chisda says, "I'm Rav Chisda. I think that it's a machlokes hatanoim. Tosfos lebachav b'makom shachav lacherim. I think it's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah and Peah. If the Baal Hasada, the Baal Hasada is a wealthy man, he owns a farm. If the Baal Hasada is liket the sapeya on behalf of his favorite oni, he doesn't have. There is no Tosfos hanoa. The Baal Hasada doesn't have the right to pick whichever oni he wants to give it to." So he's not functioning b'toras balasada who was mafresh to pay him. There are some matanas where you do have tevis anot. He doesn't have tevis anot to pick the oni. So he's mafresh to pay and it's sitting there. And then he's going to be zoiche zochen l'olam shalei b'fonav on behalf of his favorite oni. So that's a machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah pay, whether it's chalana. So Rav Chisda understood that that's exactly the machlekes. Tevis l'balchay b'mokam shachav l'acherim. I'm Teifes. Why is this the same Shaila Teifes Bahamak Shachav Lacherim? Why is it the same? Because there are other Anim. The other Anim would have come faster. I was Zech on behalf of an Ani who lives far away. And if I wouldn't have been Zech, I would have just opened the gates. Other Anim would have come. They would have preceded my favorite Ani. So that's Chav Lacherim over here. So Rav Chisda learns that that's the Machlokes Satanoim. And then the Gemara explains that it's not necessarily the same because Tofes Labachov Makom Shachav Lacherim is Taka Chav Lacherim, but over here Migdi Boy Mavke LeNichse VaHavaliyoni the Baal Asada had an up. The Baal Asada is a wealthy man; he's not an oni. But if he wanted to, he could have been Mavke his property. He would have become an oni. And then if he would have been an oni, he would have had the right to grab the payer for himself. So, migudi boy mafka l'nichse b'havaliyon, migudi zoche l'nafshe, zoche nami l'chabri, so that takes off the consideration of chav l'achrini. Because I had the potential that I could have taken it for myself, so that takes away that chisaron of chav l'achrini, of chav l'achem. That's how Tosfos read the Gemara. Then the Gemara suggests, according to the Rabbanon, it could be that the Rabbanon say in the Mishnah, Yitinen Eloani Hanim Tzarishon, that this Zoch Me'olam Shalai B'fonav doesn't work over here. If the Baal Asada was Zoch on behalf of his favorite Oni, so it could be that it's not based, not that the Rabbanon, the Reb Lezer and the Mishnah hold the universal rule, that Tovis B'chol Mokhon Shachav Lachem Lo'ikona. It could be that it's a special local din over here because of this Pasuk, Lo Selaket La'oni. Special pasuk. What does it mean? It's a separate lav that the balasada is not allowed to take it on behalf of his favorite money. And the mashmos of the pasuk is that in this pasuk, in general, there's a machlekes nusa darmachamar alasabed yavid mahani yavid loy mahani. And the mashmos of this pasuk, Tosfos says, is that over here yavid loy mahani. Here it doesn't work. So maybe this is the exception to the rule. Maybe the rule usually is Tosfos zachen li adam shalay befanim amachim shachav lacherim. Would be konab, and maybe here it's an exception to the rule. You can't necessarily take this Mishnah and extend it and universalize it. Could be that the reason for Ablazer is because even though it is Chav Lachmeni, but Migud Diboy Zachar Anafshei, Zachar Anamid Lachavre, he could have been Mafsid the other Anim anyway. It could be that the Rabbanon disagreed because of a special Gzeres HaKosva that it doesn't work over here. That was the Hemshech HaSugya. Then the Gemara has a shaila, what's the din is regarding mezainus of the Eved Knaini. An Eved Ivri, we have a pasuk in Chumash that the Adon is mechuyev in mezainus of the Eved Ivri. Not only the mezainus of the Eved Ivri, it's mechuyev in mezainus ishto banav also. Because the pasuk says that when the Eved Ivri is yotze b'sheish, v'yotze ishto imo. What do you mean v'yotze ishto imo? Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Tanaim. The wife was never sold as an Amo Ivriya. So what do you mean that the wife goes free? So it means not that the wife was Mishubedas, calls man the husband was Mishubedas. It means the Odon was Mukhuyev and Mizainas Ha'evid Ivri, as well as the Mizainas of his wife and his children. And if it's too much for him, if he can't afford it, it's a letter not buy the Evid Ivri. Once you buy the Evid Ivri, the Gemara has an expression, Hakaina Evid Ivri Liatzma, Kikaina Odon Liatzma. Once you buy the Evid Ivri, so Mechuyev in the Mizainus of the Eved Ivri and his whole family. So don't buy an Eved Ivri. An Eved Knaini, for sure you're not Mechuyev in Mizainus. There's no question about that. Let's say the Eved Knaini is not able to function, he's not able to earn a living, so the Gemara said, for sure, you're not Mechuyev in Mizainus of the Eved Knaini. The Eved Knaini, he's a human being, you have to see to it that he shouldn't die. Tosfos has the Shaila in Bava Kama, and Daf Peches, the Mitzayin, the Tosfos, is there a Chiyuv Tzedakah to the Eved Knaini? Eved Knaini is Chayv in Mitzvos Ki Isha. The Pashtus says that he's half Jewish. So the Pashtus says that you are Chayv in Mitzvos. Why does Tosfos raise a possibility? Pashtus says that there is a Chiyuv Tzedakah to him. Why should one want to argue the point and say that there's no Chiyuv Tzedakah to an Eved Knaini? Because the Pasuk says, Liach, Vasech Tiftach, Liachecha, Lianiyecha, Liabyoncha, Biartzecha. So since it says liachecha, so maybe whatever it says achecha means mish eish lo achva. Yotze to the exclusion of Eved Knaini, the Eved Knaini ain't lo yachas. Shvulachem poya machamor, abadam machamor, Eved Knaini doesn't have any yachas. And that's what Tosfos raises a question. Is there a mitzvah of tzedakah as far as the Eved Knaini is concerned? But the Adon of the Eved Knaini is not more mechuyev in tzedakah to the Eved Knaini than anybody else. Let's say the Eved Knaini is unable to work. And then we have to give him food in order that he shouldn't die. So the Yodan is no more mechuyev than anybody else. If there is a chiyuv tzedakah, so the whole Jewish community is mechuyev to share equally and give him some mezainus. See to it that he survives. So what is the Gemara suffix over here? And let's say if a man is married, so the husband is mechuyev and mezainus ishtoi. That's a big machlekes hatanaim and a machlekes harishainim, the Rambam and the Ramban Chumash. Is that a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan? The pasuk says, "Sherek sus of yarnasa lo yigra." Whenever a man is married, he's obligated to support his wife with sherek sus and oina. So oina means marital relations. What does sherek sus mean? So the Gemara in Ksubis has a machlokes satana. So one tana says that sherek means mezainus, and ksusa means clothing. And min haTorah, the Baal is mechuyev in mezainus ishtoi. And in Ksus Ishtoi, Zainus and Parnasa. That's how the Rambam paskens, like that time. And the Ramban disagrees, and he says that's the minority opinion in Ksubis. And that was outvoted. So how do you... So we assume that Mizainus in Ksus is only with the Rabbanon. It's a strange, we're not used to such a style of a marriage. It's only with the Rabbanon. And Atar, the husband, is not Mechuyev in Mizainus Ishtoi, and to buy clothing for his wife. So how do you translate the words of the Pasuk? So the Ramban says that they're all aspects of ona. Ona means marital relations, and share means share basar, even if they're not going to be together with relations, but The wife has a right to demand she wants to sleep in the same bed with her husband. And Ksusa doesn't go on clothing, it's not mechuyev to buy clothing min haTorah, but when they're together, so she insists, she has a right to insist that she wants to have fancy nightgowns. She doesn't want to be nevelis to her husband on the floor. She wants to have a fancy bed, and she wants to have a fancy nightgown, and so on. Everything, the share in the Ksus, are all halakim of the owner. So it's owner with all the things that relate to owner. But mezainus in clothing, that's only with the rabban. So bottom line, halakha l'maisa, the baal is chayv in mezainus ishtar. Just a machlekes hatanoim in Ksubis, whether this is min haTorah or the rabbanan, and it's a machlekes harishonim. The Rambam, and most of the rishonim disagree with the Rambam. Most of the rishonim agree with the Rambam. Is there a difference halacha l'maisa? So in Shulchan Aruch they have a look. Is there a difference halacha l'maisa whether mezainus is the rice of the rabbanan? So they have a difference halacha l'maisa. Let's say the couple is married and the husband is unable to have marital relations with his wife. So the wife has a right to taina. The whole marriage is, the ikar of the marriage is missing. So she has a right to insist that she wants to get. What if the couple is married and the husband is able to give her marital relations, but is not, he doesn't earn enough money, he can't get a job. It's very hard, no one has any jobs, and he's living off of tzedakah, he's not a faker, he's living off of tzedakah, and no jobs available, and he simply can't afford to give her mezainus and ksus. So does the wife have a right to insist, give me a get and I'll marry someone else who does have a job, and he'll be able to support me? Or do you say no? The marriage is a perfect marriage. Min haTorah, giving mezainus and giving ksus is not part of the ikar of, is not an ikar part of the marriage. That's the shibud mamon midrabbanan. The shibud mamon midrabbanan. If he can't pay, say he can't pay. So the wife doesn't have a title. So the Pesachei Tshuva on Ebenezer quotes the Achronim and want to say that this should be an afkamina ledina whether mezainus and ksus is min haTorah midrabbanan. If it's menater, means it's an integral part of the issues. And if the Baal is unable to support the wife for the mezainus and the ksus, that's the same as the situation where the Baal is unable to give onah, so then the wife can say, look, there's no marriage over here. It's an ikar component of the marriage is missing. So she has a right to demand to get. But if you hold it only onah is menater, and the mezainus and the ksus is only midirabbanan, so Zonim Midirabbanim means that they didn't institute him Midirabbanim as an integral part of the marriage. That's the definition of marriage. No. Definition of marriage is Ona. And the Mezainus and the Ksus, that's a Shibud Mammon. And Shibud Mammon, if you can't afford it, so what can you do? So the wife has no right to demand the gift. But basically, there aren't too many Nafkaminis Ladina, whether Mezainus is the Raisa Dirabbanim.
As far as the Tanani, you said it would be tzedakah to give him, so then the Adam is not any different. But isn't there a concept by tzedakah, I need here from Oda?
Mm-hmm.
So can that give a precedent that the Adam should give him more than anybody else?
Ani Yecha, all the people who live in the neighborhood have Ani Yecha, probably doesn't include the whole New York City. It means all the people that live in the neighborhood who see the Eved Gaini, they bump into him every day in the street. So they all have the status of Ani Yecha. So they all have to share equally.
The fact that he lives in this man's house doesn't make him even more closer than the other.
That's what it seems from the Gemara. And you'd base him out. It seems from the Gemara like that the Odin is not more mechuyev than anybody else. The Pashup Shat Nigmar is like that. It's not more mechuyev than anybody else. Yeah, so the Baal is chayv in mezainus ishtar that we know. Either min haTorah or the Rabbanan. Tosis in Ksubis has a machlokes harishonim. What does it mean? Our Baal is chayv in mezainus ishtar. So some rishonim insisted what it means is if he's earning money, he can't take all of his money and put it away in his bank account and his savings account and tell a wife that she should fast tanaisim. If he's earning money, he has to hand over some of the money to the wife in order to enable her to buy mezainus. What if he doesn't have a job? Is he mechuyev? He can get a job. He can get a job, but he's lazy. So he goes from one shul to the other. He always finds out where's their bris, where's their pinyin haben, where's their bar mitzvah, where's their wedding, where's their engagement party. So he's taken care of. So do we say he's mechuyev to get a job in order to support his wife? Or do you say no? If he has a job and he's earning money, then he's mechuyev to give over some of the money to the wife for the purpose of mezainus. But if he doesn't have a job, even though he's able to get a job, maybe he's not mechuyev to get a job. So this is two opinions in Tosfos. So Tosfos wants to prove it. One opinion of Tosfos wants to prove it from the text of the Ksuba, that we write in the Ksuba, Ano Efloch Ve'oike Ve'ezem Afarnes Yisichi. I will go get a job. Ano Efloch. Since the husband writes in the Ksuba, I will get a job. So you see that he's mukhayef to get a job and to support the wife. It's not that if he has a job and he's earning money, he has to give some of the money to the wife. And the other Rishonim say no, that what we write in the Ksuba maybe is over and above what is really mukhayef. Because we also write in the Ksuba that we give the wife the right to collect. Mikol Shvar Arag Nichsin Mikinyonim. What do you mean Shvar? Shapira means good looking, pretty. So Shvar Arag Nichsin, Arag is Miloshin Esrog Demir. It says in Parshas Bereishis that the Eitz Hadas was Nechmad Lamara. So the Ramban points out that the Targum Onkelos on Nechmad Lamara says Demirageg Lamechazi. So the word Rogog, the Aramaic verb Rogog, means to be desirous. So when you're talking about Edis, Beninis, and Ziburis, the three levels of real estate, what quality the real estate is, so the Edis is referred to as Shvar Arag Nichsin Vikinyon. So the husband writes in the Ksuba that he's entitling his wife to collect from Edis. The din in the Mishnah is that only Nizik can collect from Edis. Mishnah Hanizokin says that Baal HaChavis collect from Beninis, and the Ksuba says she collects from Ziburis. So what we write in the Ksuba that the husband is giving his wife the right to collect, if and when the time will come, when she'll be in the Samarlas Garsha, she'll have the right to collect from Midas, that's over and above what the halacha requires. So maybe this line also that says, Ano Eflach Ve'oikeba Ve'ezem Ve'afarnes, I will go get a job and I will give you Mezainis and Parnasa, I give you Mezainis and everything else that you need, it doesn't necessarily indicate that that is the halacha. Maybe that's over and above what the halacha requires. But bottom line, Bizman Hazeh, the husband is mechuyif to get a job, either because that's the Iker Adin, or because that's what he was mishabed himself in the ksuba. If he gave his wife a normal ksuba, if he gave his wife a standard ksuba, that's what it says in every ksuba. I will get a job and support the wife.
Isn't Archim going to do that with every chiyah? Somebody's a lighter. He doesn't have a job, he doesn't want to get a job. He hasn't forced him to get a job to pay back the
credit. So Tyson says they can't force him to get a job. No.
He has a shivud.
Shibud Aguf means if he has money, then he has to give it over. But he doesn't have to get a job. And Bezna has no right to sell him as an Eved Ivri either. The Michilta says on the Pasuk, "Vinimka b'gnevasa v'lo b'chovo." Can only sell him as an Eved Ivri means force him to pay. If he doesn't have assets, to force him to pay, that's only on a gneva. But if he has another chiyuv, not b'toras gneva, so he can't force him to be sold as an Eved Ivri, and can't force him to get a job to pay up either. If he has a job and he's earning money, if he has assets, then he has to hand over the assets. He has no assets, not mechuyev to work to get the money. So we know that if you have an Eved Ivri, you mechuyev b'mezaynus Eved Ivri. That's a din in HaTorah. If the husband is married, machlekes, the Ramban holds you're not mechuyev in HaTorah. You mechuyev to support your Eved Ivri's wife. Mrs. Eved Ivri, you have to support. My own wife, I'm not mechuyev to support. A little bit strange. That's what the Ramam said. How can it be? So the Ramam adopts the position of the other Tana. That Sheikh Susuyana means Yimuchiv and Mizainis Ishtoi, Kavachim from Mizainis, Ashes and Eved Ivri. Eved Knaini, you're not Mechuiv and Mizainis. That's for sure, you're not Mechuiv and Mizainis. If the Eved Knaini isn't earning money, then you're not Mechuiv to give Mizainis more than anybody else in the community. We all have to get together and see to it that he shouldn't die. Either there's a Taka Achiv of Tzedakah, and maybe there isn't a Achiv of Tzedakah. Tosis is not sure. Tosis and Baba Kama is not sure how to read Argimon. Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Gilyan Ashas on Daf Yud Beis Amun Aleph is Mitzayin the Tosis, but they write they're not sure how to read the Gemara. Is it really a Chiyuv Tzedakah? Should I say since it says Liachecha Laniyecha Liavyoncha Biartzecha, since it says Laachecha, so maybe Eved Knaini is not included. Yeah. So the Gemara has the Shaila: Is Yochel Harav Loi Maleh But Asay Mi Vein Hizonach Or Ein Yochel? What's the Shaila? An Eved Knaini. That I'm not mechuyev in mezaynus, and he, I own him, so he's mechuyev to do work for me, so he's going to work all day long, and he earns $1,000 a day, so he's mechuyev to give me all the money that he earns, even though he needs a basic $20 to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper, he has to give me every penny. Seichel dictates that I should give him food. If I'm not going to give him food, he's going to be angry at me, he won't be able to work well. But strictly speaking, I don't want to use my seichel. Strictly speaking, can I demand, I want you to give me the full $2,000 that you earn every day, and you go, daven in this shul, there's a bris, there's a pidyon haben, there's an oifrof, you go schnorre meals all over the place, and I'm not mechuyev to give you anything, or should I say no? The Adon is entitled. The other side is not that you say the Adon is mechuyev and the Zaynus the Rebbe Knani. That's mechfurish in the Gemara. It is not mechuyev. If the Eved is not earning enough money, so for sure the Adon is not mechuyev to give him a Zaynus. But the Gemara Safik was maybe the rights that the Adon has over the Eved, that he owns the Eved, Kishor Bachamoro, and therefore he's entitled to keep all the Maisa Yadav of the Eved, maybe that Schus Maisa Yadav only begins after the point that he earned his basic amount, after the point of earning the $20. But in the basic $20 that he needs to live every day, maybe the Adon doesn't have the right to take that in the first place. Not that the Adon is Mechuyev HaMezaynus. The Din is the Adon is not Mechuyev HaMezaynus. The Gemara has a Safek. Does it make sense to say that I own someone else? There is an institution of slavery in the Chumash. Okay, Torah is not recommending it. There is such an institution. If I own a Nebuchadnezzar, I own him Kishori Vachamori, and any earnings that the Nebuchadnezzar earns is Yodo Kiyat Balabayis, Kol Mashikana Ebekana Rabbo. So does it make sense to say I'm Koina the full $2,000 a day that he earns? And I don't have to give him the $20 that he needs for meals. And he's saying, no, my schus, the my sayadav only begins after the point of the basic $20. I cannot say, I say me, vein izayna. How do you know that that's the pshat? How do you know that that's the pshat? So that's the hemshech of the whole Gemara like that. The Gemara says, ein ala magdish dobe sheinu shalom. So if I'm magdish maise yedei avdi, stam, how can I be magdish maise yedei avdi? How can I be magdish maise yodai? Ein on a magdish dovash lo bol yodam. There's a machlekes satanayim, Rav Meir, and the Chachamim, and he accepted it, and machlekes samarayim, but the accepted opinion. How the paskin is, ein on a magdish dovash lo bol yodam. Can I be magdish dovash lo bol yodam? So stam, how is there such an institution, a magdish maise yodai avdo? So the answer is, true, you cannot be mocher, peris dekel, that are going to grow on top shinayin, but I can be mocher the dekel is here, the tree exists. If I sell the dekel with respect to the peris that will grow on top shinayin, so dekel of peris is legitimate. You cannot sell peris dekel, that's dovish labal yola, but the dekel does exist, so I can sell the dekel to someone else with respect to the schus, I can sell a chatzain. Let's say I'll sell you the dekel that would be shut from 50-50. I say the dekel will be shutvim, I'll be 80% shutvim, you'll be 20% shutvim. I say the dekel, you'll be 5% shutvim. Okay, so if I sell you the dekel, it only belongs to you with respect to the rights of Aroy Ashbach, the Tavshinayin. So it boils down to the same thing as selling the pears that are grown Tavshinayin, but if I worded it properly, then I made it into a Dovah Shabaliyam as opposed to a Dovah Shalabaliyam. So then the Mechira will be Chal. So the same is true regarding an Eved Kenayni. I cannot be Magdish Maisi Yedei Eved Kenayni that he didn't earn yet. I cannot be Magdish the money. I can't be Magdish the money that I didn't earn yet. It's a Dovish Labalyalam. But the Eved Kenayni I do possess. If I'm Magdish the Odayim of the Eved with respect to, I'm Magdish the Odayim with respect to the Maisi Yodayim, so then it is good. The Rashba points out in Ksubis that it's not really the same. If the peiros grow out of the dekel. So when you own the dekel, when you own the tree, so you own the peiros that grow is like a piece of rubber, and you stretch it out. So whoever owns the original piece of rubber owns the stretched out piece of rubber. That's Aroy Ashbach. This is a different kind of Aroy Ashbach. I own the Eved, so therefore this Eved is a surgeon or he's an entertainer. And he can make a fortune of money by putting on a song and a dance, or by doing some surgery, by performing some activity. He earns money. So it's not the money doesn't grow. It's not his fingernails. It's not something that grows out of his body. If he does his valuable, if he renders his services, so then people are mischayef to pay him a salary. So the halacha says that the Yodan is entitled to take that over. So that's really a chiddush. The Rashba points that that's really a chiddush. But that's it. That's what it says in Gemara. It's a chiddush. See, if you sell a shor ledomov, if you sell a shor ledomov, I have a shor, and if I sell it, I'm entitled to get the value of the shor because I own the shor now. So moicha shor ledomov lechayr, that is a dovish aboliyot. So the Gemara has a suffix. What if I sell the shor with respect to the kefir? Is there such a thing? Why? Because there's a difference between mammon and knas. A mammon, you're paying for the value of the thing. Kanas, you're paying something extra. So that's a suffix in the Gemara. Is that called the Dabba? I'm selling the Dabba Shabali Olam. With respect to if I sell the Dekel Le Peris, whoever owns the Dekel owns the Peris because of Aroy Ashba. So Gemara has a suffix if that's legitimate. If you Moicher Eved Le Knas, is that legitimate or not? Let's say I own an Eved Knaini, and if a Shor Amud kills the Eved Knaini, so then the Balo Shor has to pay Shloshim Shkolim to the Balo Eved. So is there such a thing as selling the Moicher Avdel Le Knas? Can you sell the Eved with respect to that you should be the owner of the Eved only when you get to collecting the Shloshim Shalev? So the Gemara later has a suffik about that.
Yeah.
So this is also the same. Yeah. But at least over there, you're paying something zetachazer. If you steal the Eved, so you have to pay because I stole your Eved. So whoever is the owner of the Eved is entitled to get the Karen for sure. Is Mecha Eved Le Karen. And Mecha Eved Le Kefel, Mecha Behema Le Kefel, Mecha Shor Le Kfele, is also it's because of that. But the Shad is over here, the Aroy Ashbach, and whoever owns the Eved, therefore owns the Maisa Yodav that he earns. The Gemara said Beferish that it's good. So Beferish Gemara Ksilvich, just that Rashba says he's surprised that it's not the same as Aroy Ashbach by pears growing from the ground. It's not like the pears grow from the ground. It's like you're stretching out a piece of rubber. It's an extension of the same thing. Here it's not an extension. And even the carrot and the kefon on the Shloshim Shalevet, you're paying because I lost my Eved Knaini. I used to own an Eved Knaini. I used to own a behema. And now that you stole my behemoth, so you have to pay Karen and Kefo. You have to pay Shloshim Shalevin because your Shor Amud killed my Eved. Over here, it's a Psenkansen different. Here, it's not really the same. It's not that the Paris, the Maisa Yodav of the Eved, belong to whoever owns the Eved because it's Zeth HaChazeh. It's not Zeth HaChazeh. The Eved is going to earn a fortune every day. He owns a lot of money. See, the Karen and the Kefel and the Shloshim Shalevin is in a certain sense a Zeth HaChazeh. It's not really a zetachazet. So still, that's what Ferish Gemar, that it is good. That there is such a thing as Moicha, as Magdish Yidei Avdo Limaisa Yodov. That is legitimate. So the Gemara raises this question, if a person is Magdish Avdo with respect to Maisa Yodov. So Rav sounds like he says, Oso Eved Loiva V'yachu V'oso Pareya. It sounds like Yochel Rav Loim Lein. I say Mi Vein is Erech. Sounds like the Odin is entitled to all the Maisi Yodav, even the basic $20 that he needs in order to live. So the Gemara says not necessarily so. If the din would be any Yochel Rav Masay Mi Vein is Erech, then the schus of the Odin only begins after the first $20. That would be considered an inalienable right that every individual has, even in Eved Knaini. That everything that he acquires, any property, any chob that he acquires, goes straight to the Yodon. But that schus that he has to earn $20 a day, that he needs that basic amount of money to buy food every day, that cannot be that should belong to someone else. It's impossible to say it belongs to someone else. So that's the Gemara Suffolk. Whether Yochel Rav Elayim Anah, say me vein is Einach Anah, that's the Shaila. Do you say that the basic $20 that he needs to live on, not Shaykhah, that should belong to someone else? What does the Gemara explain over here? How's the Eved? The Eved is going to eat food at a restaurant, and he's going to owe them $20 for the day for eating the food. So how's he going to pay back the food? So the Gemara says, on the top of on the base, on the fifth line from the top of Yud Beis on the base, the Pachas Meshava Prutah. Let him earn less than the Shavapruta and give it to the Odon, give it to the shopkeeper, to the restaurant owner. They'll earn another little bit less than Shavapruta and pay it. So why is Pachas from Shavapruta? Why does not become Hegdish? So here there's a Machlekes, it's a strange Machlekes, Rashi and Taisa. So Rashi comes up with an Einfall that ain't Hegdish Chalal, Pachas from Shavapruta. It's a new halacha. What kind of Hegdish? Mistama means Hegdish Berek Abayis. Kachem Mizbech Mestam Yischal. Kachem Mizbech is not Mamon Hegdish, it just has Kedusha. Kachem Berek Abai is that it's the ownership goes over to Hegdish, it's Mamon Hegdish. So you can't transfer Mamon to Hegdish if the amount that's being transferred is less than a shavu prut. So Taisa said they never heard of such a thing. The Mishnah in Perek Hazov lists off chamish pruta, saying the five dinim that depend on a pruta, and it, one of them is not this is not listed over there. The hegdish and not chal, and less than the shavu prut. So that's what leads Taisa to explain that over here it's different. She'ein bedaiter shalom magdish yachol etzinum dinim. That when the Odon said he wants to give to Hegdish, Yikotchu Yedehu Eved Leo Sehem, he wants to be Magdish, he can't be Magdish Dovash Labalion, he's Magdish the Eved with respect to the Maisi Adai. The Odon probably only had in mind, it's an Umdine, he probably only had in mind that he wants to be Magdish from the Shavaput and above. He doesn't have in mind to be Magdish less than the Shavaput. Less than the Shavaput does belong to the Odon, but he probably did not have that in mind to be Magdish there. Not like Rashi said that it's a din. It's a kach nemar halach that Hegdish can't be chal unless in the Shavu Kuta. They said they never heard of such a thing. How do you know, Taka, that if a person owns property that's only valued at less than the Shavu Kuta, how do you know that it belongs to him? Rav Soloveitchik always used to say, the Gemara says you can be kind of a kli achol pishen b'shavu pruta. You can make a kinya chalipin with a handkerchief, even if the handkerchief, or even if the yarmulke, or the gartel, whatever, if you were to sell it, you would get less than the shavu pruta. It's less than the shavu pruta, so you can still use it to make a kinya chalipin. The dinner has to be bekelim shal koine, so it has to belong to the koine. So when he gives over his toothbrush or his his ballpoint pen, and the thing is less than the shavu pruta, so we ought to really say that it doesn't belong to him. So you see, if you're not Gemara, that if you own something that's less than the Shavu Pruta, there is ownership. You can have bailus on less than the Shavu Pruta. It's not an issue of having bailus. Just over here, Rashi claims that Hekdish can be chal on less than the Shavu Pruta. And Taisa says that doesn't make any sense either. It must be that there's an umdina that the Odom probably did not have that in mind. Yeah, because the Eved Knaini belongs to the Odom Kishoro Vachamoro, the Odin has a right to sell the Eved Knaini to someone else, and if he sells them, so the Dmei HaMekka go to the Odin. So somebody is Choyvel in the Eved Knaini, Akatea Yad Avdo Shachver, someone is Choyvel Bachaver. So there is a Chiyuv, there's just a Machlekes HaTanaim in the Mishnah Bava Kama, whether Avod Emein Lehem Boshes or Yesh Lehem Boshes, based on Xeris HaKosel. Maybe it says Achicha, so maybe Achicha is Memayit the Eved Knaini. But leaving out Boshes, the Machlekes HaTanaim, Nezek Tzai Ripa in Sheves, one is mechuyev to pay. If you're choyvel be'evik nani shal chaver, you got to pay. So whom do you pay the money to? So the nezek goes to the odon, because if the odon is the one who had the right to sell his evik nani to someone else and keep all the money, keep the dmei hameka, so now the value of the evik nani went down. That's how exactly how much you pay. When you pay nezek, so you assess it, kama hoya shovelim kabashuk before the chavola, and kama hoya shovelim kabashuk now after the chavola. So since the value of the Eved is owned by the Odon, so the Nezik goes to the Odon. What exactly is Shevis? So Shevis is after you've paid for the missing limb, so now the person is able to earn a living. He can't earn before he was able to drive a truck. And now, because he's missing a hand, missing a leg, he can't drive a truck. And now he can be a Shemek Yeshua, and now he can be a night watchman, in some certain circumstances, but now that he's sick in the hospital, so he can't even do that, so you have to pay Shevis. So the Maisa Yodav of the Eviknani go to the Odin, so the Odin is certainly entitled to collect not only the Nezek, the Odin is entitled to collect the Shevis as well. Because that, legally, the Odin has a right to sell the Evit, so therefore he owns the Nezek. Nezek is the differential. How much would he have been worth if he would have sold him before he had this Chavala? How much is he worth now? And the Shevis is the Hefzer of Maisa Yodav. What's with the Tsar? What do you pay the Tsar to? So that's the Chiddush Din of Kol Mashakon Evikon Rabba. Whenever there's a Chiv to pay Mammon to the Evet, so you have to give that Mammon to the Odin of the Evet. That's the Tsar. The Boshes also, if you hold like the Tana, that Yesh Lavan and Boshes, so you, even though the Evet never suffered, but the Tsar and the Boshes don't go to the Evet. Kol Mashakon Evikon Rabba requires it goes straight to the Odin. What's the story with the Ripui? What are you going to say? The Choyvel Bachaver should pay Ripui in the money. The cash goes to the Odon, and he doesn't have to be Merapi the Eved. So the Gemara says that's ridiculous. That's for sure, that the Ripui goes to pay the doctor bills. The Odon has no right to keep the Ripui and not be Merapi the Eved. So what does it mean over here? The Rav says, the Gemara says, if you Choyvel Rabbi Yechanan, Hakatea Yarab, that's around 10 lines from the top, 12 lines from the top of Yud Beis on the base. By the tiny letter base, Hakatea Yarab to Shachavero, he paid Nezik Tzar, Ripa, Shevis, Bosh, everything you pay to the Odom. What do you mean? You pay the Ripui to the Odom. The Ripui goes to the doctor to pay. The Chayvul Bachaver is not Mukhif. Let's say someone harmed me. Someone was Chayvul B and is Mukhif to pay the Hamisha Dvar. So I'll say, give me the Ripui and I'll put it away in the bank and I'll suffer. I don't want to go to the doctor. I have an allergy to doctors. I don't want to go to the doctor. Pay me the Ripui money. Let's say you crashed into my car. So I want you to pay for the hefsid. How much is the car worth now? How much was the car worth before? I want you to pay for the hefsid. And I'm not going to fix up the car. I'm going to leave the jalopy the way it is. So I have the right to ask you, even though I don't plan to fix up the car, I have the right to ask you to pay the hefsid because the car belongs to me. But to make you pay ripui and not to use the money to be merapi, so that's the Gemara Bava Kama, that I have no right to collect the ripui. The chayvul b'chaver is only mechuyev to pay the ripui if the nechbal is going to use it for the purposes of getting healed. So the Gemara asked over here, what does it mean that the Odon pockets the Dmei HaRipui? It doesn't make any sense. If the Odon doesn't plan to use that money to pay the doctor, so the Chayvul Bachaver doesn't have to pay the Ripui. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a special case. The doctors assess the situation and the Bezin Paskin, the way to treat this is really to have a mild medication for 5 days and it's not so painful. And that's reasonable. So the Chayvul Bachaver is mechuyev to pay for 5 days treatment. What they did was, by mistake, they did the 3-day treatment, which was extremely painful, and it didn't cost as much as every time you visit the doctor, it cost money. So they only visited 3 times, they didn't visit 5 times. And the fellow got healed, the Eved Kanaini got healed in 3 days instead of 5 days. So the question is, those, the extra money that the Bezna says that the Chayvul Bachaver is mechuyev to pay for 5 visits to the doctor, and Lamaisa they only used up 3 visits worth. Three-fifths of the money. 2/5 of the money they didn't use up. So normally, Achayvul Bachaver, you have to pay the Nechbal, those 2/5. But over here, since it's a din of Kol Mashikana Avikana Rabbo, so though that amount of money that's left over, that goes to the Odon of the Eved. But the basic ripui that was needed in order to pay the doctor for the 3 days of the visits, that the Odin has an artist, I'm going to pocket the money, I'm not going to pay for the ripui. Then the Chayvul Bachaver will say, I don't want to pay the ripui. So that's clear in the Gemara. Here Tosis raises a shaila, what's the din? Achayvul Bevek Naini Shalom. So the Mishnah says in Perak Achayvul and Bava Kama, Achayvul Bevek Naini Shalom, Potem Mikulam. He doesn't pay anything. So Tosis has 2 opinions. What do you mean he doesn't pay anything? He doesn't even have to pay the ripui. So those are 2 opinions. One opinion of Tosis is that the ripui he does have to pay. And the other opinion, no, even ripui he doesn't pay. What are the two? What's exactly the suffix over here? So there are 2 versions exactly what the suffix is. So some want to say that the rule kol mashikana evikana rabba, whenever someone has a chiyuv to pay money to the Eved, that chiv switches and the money goes to the Odom, that's only when it's a chiv to pay an amount of money, cash. Then you say, call Mashikon Evikon Rabba. And you say, Ein Kinyan Le'Eved below Rabba. The Odom cannot become a chiv to pay to the Evik Naini. That's like becoming a chiv to pay to yourself. That doesn't make any sense. But by Ripui, maybe the chiv by Ripui is to be Merapi the patient, to be Merapi the Nechbal. So maybe that you can be a chiv. Maybe those are the 2 opinions in Tosis. When you say a Odon can never become a chuyev to give money to his own Eved, because Kol Masha Kana Kana Rabba, so maybe the 2 opinions in Tosis are, does that only mean when the chuyev, his chayvus is to an amount of money, but if the chuyev is to be merape, then he has a chuyev towards his Eved. But he's saying, no, the Odon can never have any chuyevim towards his Eved, even a chuyev to be merape. Or others want to say, no, that's not the Shaila. The Shaila, a chiv to be merape, he could have towards the Eved. Maybe the two opinions in Tosis are, what is the nature of the chiv of ripui? Does it mean you mechiv to be merape the Eved, or mechiv to pay the mehar refuah? If the chiv is to pay the mehar refuah, then the organ cannot be mechiv to the Eved. If the chiv is to be merape, then you say that he is mechiv to be merape the Eved. So Tosis has two opinions whether the Odin Shechavu Bevichnani Shalom is Chayv and Ripoy, but the different shades of understanding as to what the Nekuda is, what's the issue that the Tosis is debating. Then we had in the Mishnah in the Gemara when Reb Meir is arguing with the Chachamim to try to determine whether being Meshach or Bevichnani is considered a Schus or a Chayva. So Reb Meir throws in a consideration that what happens if the Bevichnani is owned by a Kohen. So calls man that he's owned by the Kohen, he's allowed, he's permitted to eat Truma Gedoilo. And once you're Meshach or Bevichnani, so he just lost the mitzvah. He doesn't have the opportunity to eat any Truma Gedoilo anymore. So Reb Meir sounds like he's saying that if you're cheating the Bevichnani, you're being mafsid the Bevichnani from a mitzvah, so that already is a chayva. How can you say that gaining freedom is a schus? Because number one, he's going to be a free man. Number two, he'll be able to marry a Bas Yisrael and have a yachas with his wife to his children. And number three, he'll have more mitzvahs. He'll have not only mitzvahs ki isha, he'll have tzitzits and tefillin and shofar and lulav and sukkah and everything. Yeah, but on the other hand, he's missing out on a mitzvah. Because man is an Ebekdan Shalkoin, he has the mitzvah of achilas truma. And once you meshachrim him, so he lost that mitzvah. So maybe that mitzvah, the loss of that mitzvah accomplishes that it's not considered a schus. So there's really a question here. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos seems to have understood that this is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rav Meir and HaChachamim. Rav Meir seems like he holds that the Bevichnani Shel Kohen has a mitzvah to eat truma, and you have not, if you mops at him that mitzvah, even though you're giving him another 10-15 mitzvahs, lulav and tzitzis and shofar and sukkah and so on, a whole bunch, and tefillin, but since he's losing this mitzvah, so we're not so convinced that it's considered a schus. And the Rabbanim disagree, and they hold that the Bevichnani's ability to eat truma, it's not that it's a mitzvah, just that it's a heter. See, that's the question. Well, the pasuk says that, how does it say? Kol abidish miktas keset? No. If the kohen buys a kinyan kaspo, if the kohen buys a behemah, behemah's kohen is permitted to eat truma. Also included in the pasuk, kohen kings nefesh kinyan kaspo, is if the kohen owns an eved knaini. If he owns an eved ivri, the pasuk says beferish, the eved ivri shall kohen is then echel b'truma. If he owns an eved knaini, the eved knaini is echel b'truma, provided that he's tohar, just like the kohen has to be tohar, so the eved knaini has to be tohar. Also included in the pasuk is that Eishes Kohen is Achelus Betruma. So let's say when Behemoth Kohen is Achelus Betruma. So the Pashto says that that's not a mitzvah. What the Odon who is feeding the Truma to the Behemoth Kohen is going to recite a bracha, Asher Kedushanu B'Kedushasu Shalom Mitzivano Al Achilas HaTruma, and then he's going to give it to the Behemoth Kohen. The Pashto says that when a Behemoth Kohen is Achelus Betruma, it's a heter. Although normally it should have been Aser, Truma is only Mutter LeKohanim. If I feed truma to a non-koyin, that's an aveira. That's a lif nivelis itemichshel, because it's not like, what if I feed truma to a behema? What's the aveira? What's the aveira? The behema is not b'chuyiv, even in the sheva mitzvah's been enough. So what aveira are we doing over here? So Tosis says, no. It's not that the behema is violating aveira. It's not that it's a lif nivel, I'm being machshel the behema. There's an iser, even though truma is mutter b'hanoah, the Gemara proves from Mishnah that truma is muteris b'hanoa, but it says hanoa shel kili is aser. You're not allowed to feed truma to a nochri. Let's say the Mishnah has in trumas like that. The government stations troops in my home, and I have to give them beds to sleep, and I'm obligated by the din of the machusa to provide these goyish soldiers with food to eat. So I'll take the truma and I'll feed it to them. They're not Jewish anyway, so there's no avera for them to eat the truma. So the answer is true. There's no avera for them to eat truma. But it's an aver on my part to be mafsid the truma. Hano shel kiloi is aser. That's a machlekes whether that's the raisa de rabbanim. The pash the Mishnah Melech and Hilchas Trumas points out that's a machlekes. Different balei atos, different opinions in Rishonim. Whether hano shel kiloi and truma is a deraisa de rabbanim. So the pash this is you assume that it's an isa deraisa. It is a pasuk that says koin ki ikne nefesh. If the koin buys the behema and he feeds the truma to the behema, so that's not a violation of hano shel kiloi. That's an exception to the rule. It's permissible. It's not that it's a mitzvah. He doesn't. When the Kohen himself eats truma, so the Rambam writes in the end of the last page in Hilchas Trumas, Kemat, the last halacha, that the Kohen says bar minim zaynus or bar pi aglafim, whatever, and then he says asher kedushanu b'kedushasu shalar mitzivan v'al achilas truma, because eating truma constitutes a mitzvah. But if the Kohen is about to feed the truma to the behemah, the behemah's Kohen, so the Pashto says that that's not a mitzvah, no bracha would be recited. That's a heter, despite the fact that it should have been forbidden. Should have been also because of anor shel kiloi. So the Pasuk says, Kohen kin kinefesh kin yikas, but that's an exception to the rule. There's no prohibition of anor shel kiloi. So the shaila is, what about ebeknayne shel Kohen? Ebedivya shel Kohen is ein eichel b'truma. Toshe b'socha lo yochel bo. Toshe b'socha goes on the two kinds of ebedivya. What are the two kinds of Eved Ivri? There's an Eved Ivri who didn't go out yet, Bishesh, a basic Eved Ivri. Then there's an Eved Ivri Nirtza, who stays until Yovel. So the Gemara says, Toisha B'Sochir, one of them refers to the Eved Ivri who's Toch Sheish, one of them refers to the Eved Ivri who's going to stay Vavod Eliyolim, who's already an Eved Nirtza. Neither of them is Zeichel B'Truma. Only an Eved Knaini is Zeichel B'Truma. So that's the Shaila over here that's involved in this Mishnah, in this discussion. When a behemoth kind is a chalas b'truma, so the pashto says that's not, that doesn't constitute a mitzvah. That's a heter, means it just means that behemoth kain is exempt. There is no halacha of hanoshal kili over here. Pashto says it's an isa derais hanoshal kili, and it doesn't apply to behemoth kain. So the shaila is, what if you have an evikinayin shal kain? Evikinayin is echel b'truma, that constitutes a mitzvah. When the evikinayin eats the truma, he says a bracha shekadoshana b'kedushasu shalara. And before he eats the truma, he's saying, no, it's also just a heter achila. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah seems to learn that that was the machlokes of Meir and the Rabbah. Meir holds that that's a choyv hula eved. True, he's gaining another 15 mitzvahs, aseh shaz mangrama, tzitzis and tefillin, and lulav, and sukkah, and a whole bunch of other mitzvahs, but he's losing out on the mitzvah. If he belongs to a kohen, he's losing a mitzvah. And the Rabbanim disagree. They said that's not a mitzvah, it's just a heter.
What about an
Ashes Kohen? Oh, so Ashes Kohen is also a big question. There's more svarah to say, even if you say like this Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah, is that an Evik Nine, Shul Kohen is Echel B'Truma, is only a Heta, like Behemoth's Kohen. But by Ashes Kohen, we have a svarah, a din. We have a din, not a svarah, we have a din that sometimes applies, but not always. We sometimes say, Ishta Kegufay. If my wife eats a Kazayas Matzah, Leil Pesach, I don't say Yishti Kigufa, I don't have to eat. Or if I eat my kezayis, I'll say she doesn't have to eat Yishti Kigufa. You don't apply Yishti Kigufa when it comes to certain dinim. And other dinim, you do apply Yishti Kigufa. So that's what I think the Sefer HaChinuch writes. Why is there a din that an Eishes Kohen is a Chelos B'Truma? Because since you say Yishti Kigufa, and the husband is a Kohen, he's allowed to eat Truma. So we treat the wife as if she were temporarily, calls manat, she's married to the Kohen, as if she were a Kohenes. So that's a question that you can divide, you can split over here. There's an Arusa and there's an Esua. So there's room to say that since everybody's learned that from the same pasuk, Kohen ki kenefesh kin yikaspo, that the Behemoth Kohen is Achelos B'Truma, the Evikinayinishal Kohen, the Arusa with the Esua. So there's room to say that everything is just a heter. There's no mitzvah on anybody. Or there's room to argue the point and say no, that really learned that from two different psukim. Rashi writes in Kiddushin and Daf Yudam Eves, it's really learned that from two different psukim. Arusa, if the girl is not a kohenis, but she has erisin with a kohen, so arusa achelus betruma is based on the pasuk kohen ki ken nefesh ken yikaspa. But in nesua, a Yisraeli says nesua lekohen. So Rashi quotes from the Sifrei that that's based on a different pasuk called tor beveischa yochal kodesh, and beis zuishto only applies to nesua. So there's room to say kol tor beveischa beis zuishto. Then I say ishte kegufay. So that constitutes a mitzvah on the nesua lekohen tichum. But if she's only an arusa, maybe that's only a heter. That's learned that from this pasuk. Kohen ki nefesh kin yikaspo really includes only three people. It includes the behemas kohen and nebuchadnezzar kohen and the arusa. So all three are just a heter achila. It's not that it's a mitzvah. If it would be nesua, then you can say that it's a mitzvah. And then there's room to say that even arusa is also, even though it's learned after this pasuk, but just like Nisu is a mitzvah, so maybe Arusa is also a mitzvah. So all the possibilities appear in various Gemaras.
So when you say Ishto, it's only Nisuin. So let's say on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. That means Nisua, right? Arusa would not be enough.
That's how the Babli says. In Yumad, if you Gimel and Beis, the Babli says Beferish like that. Chip Abad Abad Beis, the Beis is Ishto. Has to be Nesua. Arusa is not enough. Tosfos there on that daf quotes that the Yerushalmi sounds like it disagrees. So some Rishonim want to say it's a machlokes the Bavli and Yerushalmi. And others, the Tosfos that we have on the Daf Neir Yuma presses it into the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi meant to say the same as the Bavli.
But
it's
doesn't a question. Doesn't the Gemara say that he would be Mekadosh a second? According to Rabbi Yehuda, he would be Mekadosh a woman, Erev Yom Kippur al Tanai, his wife dies. But how would that work for the Nisuan? That only helps the Gavli with the Eris.
The Gemara asks that Kasha. So the Gemara says, you're right, he'll be Kainasar on Yom Kippur. They'll do the Nisuan on Yom Kippur. The Gemara comments on the Mishnah that it's not enough just to have Erisin. The Bavli says you have to have Nisuan. And the Yerushalmi sounds like it says, the simple reading of Yerushalmi is that Erisin is enough. But then there's another Yerushalmi where the Yerushalmi draws a distinction between Eishes Koin Acheles Betruma and Eishes Koin Acheles Bechoze B'Shoit. When you bring a Korban Shlomim to the Beis HaMikdash, so the Bala Korban is a Jew. So the Bala Korban in the state of Tahara eats the whole Besar HaShlom, except for the Choz of Ashok that you give to the Kohan. So it says in the Mishnah, Samurim Hem Keitzabahem, Elo Shamurim Lech Elokonim and Sheihim Levnei Muli Avdeim. So the Choz of Ashok of the Shlomim is Nechal to Nisheihim, to the Eishes Kohen. So the question is, that Eishes Kohen, does she have to be a Nisua? Or even Arusa is also good. The Gemara says, that mina Torah arusa bas yisrael achelus arusa lekoin achelus betruma. Is that only achelus betruma? What about achelus bechaz v'shok? So the Yosameach has a Yerushalmi which doesn't read straight. So he says it's a tos sefer. What the Yerushalmi meant to say was he rereads the Girsan Yerushalmi. So he says what it meant to say in Yerushalmi was to draw a distinction between truma and chaz v'shok. That the eat truma, the eat Truma, you have a pasuk that says Koin Ki Nefesh Kenyan Kaspo. So there, Arus Achelus Betruma, and in the Suez Achelus because Kol Torah Beveischa Yachal Oisai. But when you get to eating Chaz of Ishaik, the pasuk of Koin Ki Nefesh Kenyan Kaspo doesn't apply. So the only Eishes Koin who's Achelus Heim and Hashem of Neim Nishayhem, the Eishes Koin Achelus because of Ishaik, would only be based on that pasuk called Tor Beveischa Yochal Kodesh, and based on Zewishti requires Nesua. So the Yosameach claims that that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. So that's a question. That Yerushalmi seems to contradict the other Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in the first parak in Yuma says, like, Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, sounds like it says it's sufficient with Erisin. You don't need Nesuan to be considered the Chippa Bada B'yad Besim. And the other Yerushalmi, which the Yosameach was Magia, so after he touched it up, so his Yerushalmi says that an arusa is not considered based on b'neged to eating chaz v'shok. You have to have dafkin nisuin min ha'ter. By eating truma, it's only a din med rabbanon that arusa ain't achelus b'truma. But min ha'ter, the arusa is achelus b'truma. So that's a question. So it could be one could give an answer. There's room to give an answer. Why the Yerushalmi holds that by Yom Kippur it's enough with erisin? Hashani came and he get the eating chaz v'shok. You have to have dafkin nisuin. But before you give the answer, you do have a kasha. That is an issue. The Bavli is clear that arusa is not called beisa, but the Yerushalmi seems to be questionable. How to read the Yerushalmi?
And what about a
vaskol?
Would that be a mitzvah for her to eat truma?
The pashtus is that a bas kohen is a chelus betruma because she is a kohenis. So just like a kohen has a mitzvah, kohenis also has a mitzvah. That's the pashtus. There is a tesvis, there is one opinion in tesvis that a bas kohen is a chelus betruma because she's b'shus aviyah. So it's very difficult. What do you mean b'shus aviyah? She leaves the b'shus aviyah at the age of 12 and a half when she becomes a bogeris. The father dies, she's not b'shus aviyah. So the Taisa says, no, she's b'shus aviyah even after the father dies and even after the age of 12 and a half. So why do you say she eats because she's b'shus aviyah? You should say she eats because she is a kohenis. No, she's not a kohenis. She's a kohen is only a male kohen. A female kohenis doesn't count when you get to eating truma. The only reason why she's achelus is because she's her father's daughter. So that's 2 days in Taisa. 2 days in Taisa. That's a difficult opinion. The pashtus is that the bas kohen is a chelus betrum because she is a kohen, it's not because she's b'shus aviyah.
Where is this also?
In the beginning of kiddushin, you have it. And the Gemara is talking about when is the girl b'shus aviyah? With respect to which dinim is the girl b'shus aviyah? So kesef kiddush has liaviyah, and the father's mekabel a get, and the father gets dinus and mefata money. And then Tosis says, the Gemara, one opinion of Tosis says, the Gemara could have said, she's b'shus aviyah with respect to eating truma. And the other, one is in the Tosis, one is in the Tosvi harosh. The two opinions. So the other Balei HaTosfos say, no, that's not because she's b'shus aviyah, because she is a kohenes. The father's a kohen, she's a kohenes for her raya, that she eats truma even after the age of 12 and a half, and even after the father dies, so she's not, she can't say that she's b'shus aviyah. So that's 2 days in Tosfos. Okay, then we have the next Mishnah, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us the din that Ein Shtala Hamisa. We looked in the Shita Mukubetzes on the first daf, in the end of Babas, the first daf in Perget Poshut, that the Shita Mukubetzes quotes in the name of the Raivet a fantastic Kiddush, very difficult, that Min HaTorah, the only halacha is that Ein Get La Hamisa. And by Shar Shtaris, Ein Shtala Hamisa is only a din mid Rabbanon ought to get. That's Rabbi Chana Rasen in the Shurim on the first daf there in Perget Poshin says he doesn't understand. Why is get more chomer than all shtar? Ein shtar lachamisa, ein kinya lachamisa. Should be, everything should be minatur. Why should the Raivet think that only ein get lachamisa is deraisa and ein shtar lachamisa is a din de rabbanon not to get? Anyway, but that's what the Mishnah says, that ein get lachamisa. Even in the situation where the husband appointed, the husband already wrote the get mechaim, and even if he appointed a shliach mechaim to deliver the get lahamisa, the din still says that ain't get lahamisa yet. Why is ain't get lahamisa? So the pashtus is because the woman is already an almana. There's no issues to speak about. What shaykh to give over the get? There is another reason why ain't get lahamisa. You have to have a mice in the sina. So the dead man can't do a mice in the sina. What are you going to say? The man, while he was alive, appointed a shliach, and the shliach will do the nesin on behalf of the Baal. So isn't there a din that once the man dies, he's a labar das? Let's say a man appoints a shliach, and then he becomes nishtata. So a cherushet v'katan do not have the ability to appoint a shliach, because when you appoint a shliach, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Shluchim Meshutfim, you have to be a bar das to be able to appoint the shliach midas. If the mishaleach is a gabra labar das, he's not able to appoint the shliach. What happens if a man appoints a shliach, then it becomes nishtate, and the shliach will take care of the shlichas while the man is in a state of shaita. So the Gemara says later, in fact, Mishoch Sikur Daikas, that that's no good. So the Tzais HaChoshen understood, the famous Tzais HaChoshen, he understands that that's a machlekes, the Rambam in the Tur, whether that's no good, menator of the Rabban. That the Rambam seems to hold that that's only mid the Rabban no good, menator it is good. A man appoints a shliach, then the man is nishtata, and the shliach delivers the get while the husband is in the state of shtus. So the Tzois understood in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that that's good min haTorah and only no good min the Rabbanon. And the Tur disagrees and he says, no, it's no good min haTorah. The Chazon Ish disagrees with that Tzois. And he said, that's ridiculous. If the husband is nishtata, so the din not only says that a cherish et v'kotin cannot appoint a shliach, the Halacha says that there's no shlichas v'cherish out v'katn. Even if he did the mina shlichas while he was a bardas, and it becomes nishtata later, so the shaliach cannot act on behalf of the mishaliach. When the Rambam said that it's only possible with the Rabbanon, that was in a special case. The Rambam was quoting the psak in the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Mishoch Sukur Daikis. The Gemara there is talking about a person who is a shaita. Let's say a man appoints a shlich, then he goes to sleep. And the shliach gives the get while the husband is sleeping. So you're going to say the husband is a lab bar das when he's sleeping. He is a bar das, but he can't express his das in his sleep. So that's assumed to be perfectly okay. If the shliach will deliver the get while the husband is sleeping, that's considered okay. Or let's say the husband will appoint the shliach to deliver a get to his wife, then he will start drinking and become so drunk that he's a shikir, shigil, shikus, shalat, doesn't know the chlal what's going on. So the Gemara seems to say also a shikir is not considered a lab bardas. A shikar is a bardas who temporarily is unable to express his das. So the shaliach can deliver the get while the husband is in the state of shikris. That doesn't pose a problem. So the shail is, what if the husband becomes a misha, husband appoints a shliach to deliver the get to his wife, And then it becomes achozo kordaikis. What is kordaikis? So the Gemara says there's some kind of a mental illness, but there's a way to heal it. We have same biyodon. The Gemara says we have a medication. We have a pill. If he takes a pill, for the days of the Gemara, they had a way to treat it. So the person is now a gavra lav bardas, but it's same biyodon. We have a way to heal it. So the Gemara quotes a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Is that considered a shaita, or is that considered a gavra lav bardas? So they say no. Since same biyodon, we have the medication. So maybe it's considered a gavra bardas who's just temporarily unable to express his doubt. So the din is like Rabbi Yochanan, that is a gavra lav bardas. So the Rambam writes in that case. That's what the Chazon Ish points at. Rambam writes in that case, Mishachaz Kurdaikis, that if the shaliach lahilocha will give the get while the husband is in the state of achazik kadaikis, it will be possible with the rabbanon. The Rabbi Yechanan only disagreed with Reish Lakish on the level of the rabbanon. On the level of the Reish, Rabbi Yechanan is masking with Reish Lakish. Then whenever a person has, there are certain diseases, certain mental illnesses that people used to suffer from years ago, and the doctors didn't know how to treat them. So that was considered a gavra lav bardas. And today, they have a medication. You take a pill, same biyodon. So what if the person appointed a shliach to give a get, and then he suffers from this mental illness, and now he's a gavra lav bardas, but we have the medication. All he has to do is take the pill and he'll get better. So Reb Shlokish holds that that's called a gavra bardas, who's unable, like a person who's drunk, a person who's sleeping, is unable to express das. And we pass on like Reb Yechanan, that even though Sami Biyodin is considered a gavra lav bardas, considered a shaita. So that's a machlekes. That's what the Chazon Ish says. That's a machlekes. The Rambam and the Tur, Rabbi Yechanan Shita. That's called the gavra lav bardas. So the Rambam holds that's only a chumer mid the rabbanim. In our Torah, he really is a gavra bardas, but just can't express his das now. But what happens if the person really becomes a shaita and it's not same biyodah? We don't have any way to the person appointed a shlich lahilocha saget, and then he becomes a nishtate legamre. We don't have any same biyodah. So the Chazon Ish writes, he doesn't see that the Rambam would disagree with the Tur. The Rambam would agree with the Tur that that's no good menater. So that's the Shaila. If a man appoints a shliach la'ilocha as a get, the get is written while the husband is alive. And he gives a get to the shliach la'ilocha to deliver to the wife, then the husband drops dead. So there's no more shlichas. So what is it to talk about? There's no more shlichas. The whole shlichas is batla mevutla. Because the husband is a gavra bardas, he's dead. He's dead. So that's a question. Rashi doesn't write like that. Rashi writes on Mislay. Rashi writes once he died, so he's not the odon of the eved anymore. He's not the husband of the wife anymore. That's why. Rashi doesn't say because once he dies, he's a gavra lav bardas. So the tzois thinks to be medayik from the Rashi's. It sounds like Rashi holds like his understanding of the Rambam. That even when the husband became a gavra lav bardas, but if he appointed a shliach before, so in our Torah, the shliach is a shluch shalom kemoisai, and he can continue to function even after the husband died. The only reason why the shliach can't function after the husband died is because he's not married to the woman anymore. She's already an amona. He's no longer the yodon of the eved. He lost his ownership. The mason don't have any possessions. But it's not because the yodon became a gavra lav bardas.
Isn't there a difference whether it's whether he takes it care of himself or we have to give it to him? Is the difference whether Sama Biyado or Biyadeinu, whether he's in control of his own?
The Gemara does not make a difference. The Gemara talks about Sama Biyodon in our hands. Sama, his pills are Biyodon. I think that's the Lashon of the Gemara. If we have the pill, we have the medication to treat him, what's the Lashon HaGemara? I think it's be or done. Be or done. Yeah, the final base. Even if he can't treat himself, if we have the way to treat him, so Reish Lakish shows that that's treated like Yoshein, like a Shikir, and we don't pass like Reish Lakish, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that is considered a Gavra Labradas. So the Chazon Ish says that that's the Rambam holds that Reish. The Reish Lakish is really right minatur. It's really only a shikar and a yoshein. And Rabbi Yechanan Shita, that is considered a shaita, gavra lav bardas, is only a chumer mid the rabbanon. But if he would really become a shaita, then the Rambam would agree to the tour that the shliach cannot continue to function. Once the mashalech becomes a gavra labradas, the shliach cannot function at all. Yeah. Anyway, so this is the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Ein get lachamisa, ein shichre lachamisa, ein kinyan lachamisa, ein shtar lachamisa." Every kinyan can take place lachamisa. But if the man before he dies says tenu manalish plani meis yitna lachamisa, then you do give the money. So the Gemara is going to explain why is yitna lachamisa, because we're talking about a situation of maima shloshka. And this Mishnah is alluding to this din derabbanan. The Gemara says, "My mishloshka is a takanam of the rabbanan hilchas abaloi taima." There's a reason what motivated the chachamim to institute this din derabbanan. There certainly is a motivation. The Tesis discusses what motivated the chachamim. Tesis on Yudal and Malach discusses why did the chachamim institute such a din derabbanan. But the Gemara means to say that my mishloshka is a hilchas abaloi taima. They usually say called the tikkun rabbanan came the raisa tikkun the din of the rabbanan that pattern after some kind of a din deraisa. This din of maim shloshim is not patterned after anything. So maim shloshim we require that all the three parties should be there, the mafkid and the shomer. He has my pikadon. Let's say the chassan is afraid to bring the ring to the wedding. He's afraid he's going to be nervous and may forget. So he gives the ring to his friend. He should remember to bring it. Then his friend forgot to bring the ring. So it comes under the chuppah, and the rabbi asks the chassan, "Where's the ring?" So he motions to his friend. So the friend walks up, he says, "I left the ring home." So the chassan can stand under the chuppah with the friend, with the kala, and he say, "The ring that he's holding, my ring that he's holding in his rishus, as a pikadon, I hereby makna that ring to the kala. I day my mishloshton, the shomer ha-pikadon is there, and the mafkid, the chassan is the mafkid, and the kala is there." So the chassan tells the kala, "I makna the ring to you, I day my mishloshton." So the din is that Aydei Ma'am Shloshton, she's kind of the ring, and she becomes Mekudeshes. That's a famous machlokes, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Beis Yosef, whether the Mekudeshes in that case will be Minat Torah Midirabbanan. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, since the whole institution of Ma'am Shloshton is only Midirabbanan, so the maximum she'll be will be an Eshes Ish Dirabbanan. And the Beis Yosef argues with the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, why should it be Midirabbanan? It's Hefker Bez and Hefker, it should work Minat Torah. All takonas in the area of Dinim Amunis rest on the principle of Hefke Bez Nehefke, so the Kala is kind of the ring. Once they made a takana the Rabbanan, so the Kala is kind of the ring Menatara. So once she's kind of Menatara, so she's Mekudeshes Menatara. So this Machlaikas is quoted by the Ktsais, and then the Ktsais jumps in and he sides with those opinions that Hefke Bez Nehefke works Menatara, and then Hasiba sides with the other opinions. He says, no. That Hefke Bez Nehefke works Menatera, the Gemara has Psukim later, that it's a principle Menatera. See, the Nesivis is of the opinion, Nesivis quotes from the Sefer Beis Yaakov. Beis Yaakov said a lot of things. Usually we don't accept what the Beis Yaakov said. Once in a long while, he said something that they do accept. So here, the Nesivis accepts this Chiddush on the Beis Yaakov, that Hefke Bez Nehefke only works Menatera to be Mafke, my property. But to be Makna, my property, to someone else, only works Midirabbanan. So that's the machlekes, the ksais and the nesivis. Is that true? That's the machlekes, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim at the Beis Yosef. It's a major machlekes. All the Rishonim are involved in one location or another in Shas. Every Rishon takes a stand on this issue. Where the Hefker Bez Nehefker works Menatorah, Beferish, Psukim, Adin Daraisa, only to be Mafker, someone's property, or even with respect to be Makna, my property, Lacherm, also you apply Hefker Bez Nehefker. So that's the correct pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara says the last line in the Mishnah, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, is alluding to the din derabbanan that they were misakein of my mishloshta, which rests on Hefke Bez Nehefke. Tosis raises the question: why did they have to say that it's talking tenu mana lish plani meis yitna lachamisa? Why don't you say it's based on mitzvah l'kaim divrei ameis? The Gemara at the end of the first perek in Gittin quotes a machlekes, the last amud base, Yud Dalet amud base, and Tezvav amud Aleph. Mar has a machlekes a man a chachamim where the mitzvah the kaim divrei meis. So there's no mitzvah the kaim divrei meis. And le maskana the kaimalon, the last line in the first parak, the kaimalon, mitzvah the kaim divrei meis. We pass on like Rab Meir. It's unusual. Usually Rab Meir is outvoted. Yochad v'Rab Malach Gram. This is an exception to the rule that we do pass on like Rab Meir, even though his opinion is in the minority. So that's what Tosis asks. Why do the Gemara have to interpret the Mishnah? Tenu mana leplani meis yitna lach amisa. Is based on the din derabbanan, the takana derabbanan of my mishloshton. One should say it's based on a different din, also din derabbanan, of mitzvah l'kaim, divrei ames, Rav Meir.
Shouldn't mitzvah l'kayim dibur hameis be deraisa? Why be amachila as banav?
Why be amachila as banav? No, that's a din. Hatar nasna mishuas lav lahancha l'chom mishiyitza. That's not mitzvah l'kayim dibur hameis. That's a din of tzavoah. Man has a right to make a tzavoah to alter the laws of Yerusha. Here he's giving the money away to a neighbor.
No, but what makes us have to listen to him when he's giving out his Yerusha?
That's the pasuk that if the father picks bein ben abanim, so Rabbi Yechemer Breike is quoted in the Mishnah that the hatera nes nemishus lav lahanchil if it's bein ben abanim. But if he picks on a neighbor, he says, I want to leave $100,000 to my dear friend. So he's not in line to get a Yerusha. Then the pasuk doesn't apply. The amachilah is banav wouldn't apply in such a case. So they made a takana de rabbanon on mitzvah the kaim de rameis.
If the case of ma'amashos and she's mevideshes by hefker based on hefker, how's he mekadesh her? Even if you say hefker based on hefker means that basically makne for someone else, it's two steps, right? First they're makir, then they're makne for someone else. They can't give it directly from someone else.
Why can't they give it directly to someone else? That's exactly the machlokes of Rishon and Achronim, but that works min haTorah directly to take it from the chosen to the kala. Well, no, they're mafker it, and then she picks it up in a hefka.
Fine, so, but if you say that's not how she's, how's she mekadeshes at all?
Midirabbanan, at least midirabbanan, it goes directly from the chosen to the kala. Hefka bez nehefka. Either min haTorah or min haRabbanan, goes directly from me to you. When they made a takon of my mishloshton, so they made either min haTorah or min haRabbanan, it goes from me to you. So the chosen gave the kala ring. Even though he didn't give her the ring at the end, the ring is in the home in the apartment of his best friend who forgot to bring it. But he was makna the ring directly to the kala.
According to those works, direct solution of hefker based on hefker is not really hefker.
That's the first step, but it even works for more than hefka. Hefka means to be mafke mamen, and even works to be makne mamen lacherem min haTorah. It works min haTorah, even to be makna lachem. So that's the famous machlokes harishonim and a machlokes diktsos and nesivos. But they point out every single rishon is about one place or another in shas. Every rishon takes a stand on this topic, whether hefka bez nehefka works min haTorah only to be mafke, or even works lahaknas lachem. So this is what Tosfos asks on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Why did the Gemara press into the Mishnah? The last line of the Mishnah is very obscure. So why do you have to say means he's saying this in the presence of the Shomer HaPikadon, or he's saying it in the presence of the Loiva. I lent the Loiva $100 and the Loiva is here. So we paskin that my Mishloshim doesn't only work by Pikadon. It was one opinion. My Mishloshim only works on a Pikadon. And we paskin my Mishloshim even works on a Halvor. It doesn't have to be Dafka Pikadon. But you have to have my Mishloshim, and all three people have to be there. So they said, why do they need all three people to be there? The man is about to die, and he says, after I die, I want my money to go to so-and-so. So you should say, mitzvah l'kayim dibur hameis. Isn't that Rav Meir Shita? We pass like Rav Meir. So and it's a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. So Tosfos says, maybe the Gemara doesn't want to interpret the Mishnah ki yichido. What do you mean ki yichido? But we pass like Rav Meir. So Tosfos is not sure. What does it mean? You try to avoid zetzing I'm pshat in a Mishnah that it goes like a shita sayochid whose opinion is not accepted, or you try to avoid interpreting a stam Mishnah that it goes like a yochid even if his opinion is accepted. The Meir's opinion is accepted, a stam Mishnah is Rav Meir, everything would be fine. But maybe still it's not right to interpret a Mishnah that it goes only like a shita sayochid even if he paskin like that shita sayochid. Maybe that's why the Gemara didn't want to interpret that the last line in the Mishnah, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, is talking about Mitzvah L'Kayim Dibur HaMeis. But it doesn't like that pshat. So that's what they're bothered with. Why did the Gemara have to give a new interpretation that the Mishnah is referring? Mishnah is alluding. It's not the spelling out. The Mishnah is alluding to the din, the Rabbanu, Takonim, the Rabbanon, of Ma'am Shloshtam. Why don't you say the Mishnah is alluding to the din of Mitzvah L'Kayim Dibur HaMeis? So that's what Tosfos says. You have to add on over here that there are some limitations. There have to be some restrictions in mitzvah to come to Emes. It doesn't always apply. So here Tosfos says, has to be hushlash mitchila lekach. It only applies if I die and I have all the money in my bank account and I say, after I die, I give the money to so-and-so. But the money is in my bank account, so it's lo hushlash, it's not biyat sholish, then it doesn't apply. But then Tosfos asks the kasha, but there's a Gemara about Basra that tells a story about Issa Giyur, Akuf Mem Tesam and Aleph. Issa Giyoira attacked a Jewish girl and she became pregnant. And then when he, and then later on he converted. So then he wanted all of it. Apparently he had some amount of money. So he wanted to leave over that money to his Jewish son. The Jewish son was his biological son. Al Pidin, the Jewish son is not related to him, because the Jewish, the mother of the child became pregnant when Isa was still a goy. So as a goy, he can't be related to the Jewish woman, he can't be related to the Jewish child. So even though later on he converts, now he's Jewish, Gershon has got cut, and Shanal Dom is not related to the son. So the son is not going to get the Yerusha. And Isa Ger didn't have a soul in the world. He wasn't related to anybody else. He probably married a woman after he attacked her and she became pregnant. He married the woman, but the wife doesn't Yerusha the husband. And he didn't have any children, didn't have any relatives. He had the whole family from before he converted, but the din is Gershon is Geyer, is Kut and Shanal Adam. So they don't get the Yerusha. See, Isi Giora wanted very much to leave up all the money to his son. So the, and who had all the money? Rava. Rava had all the, Rava had Isi Giora's money as a tikkun. So Rava knew. Isi Giora sent a message. He wanted Rava to come visit him before he dies. So Rava doesn't want to go visit. He knows that if he's going to go visit, he's going to make a kinyan, Maima Shloshton. His son is there in the room at the deathbed of the father. So Isa is going to be there, the son is going to be there, and Rav is going to come, he's going to be a Maima Shloshtan. Taisus raises the question, does Maima Shloshtan work Bal Korcho Shel HaNifkad? If Rav would come, and Isa Gyor would say, hereby Makna, all of the millions of dollars that you have in your home, the Pikudna that you have, I'm Makna to my son. Rav would say, I don't agree with what you're saying. So would that prevent, Rav didn't want to go. If Rav would go, if he would say no, it would prevent a Maim Shloshan from working, or he's saying no Maim Shloshan, even worse, Bakar Hushala Nifka. So it's unclear. Why did Rabbi say I don't want to go? Because he was embarrassed to argue with Isi Giora in his face? Or even if he would argue, it can still work Bakar. So Tosis has the two possibilities. How to read Pshat and the Gemara. So bottom line, Rabbi didn't want to go, because he knew that Isi Giora is going to be makna all the Nechasim to his son, the Maim Shloshan. And Rabbi wanted to use the money for his yeshiva. He didn't think that the son needed the money. So the Gemara says, but still, Isi Giora has the ability to be makna all of the assets to his son with the principle of Divesh Chimera Kiksuvim Mechim Surindom. Isi Giora was on his deathbed. He was sick in bed. So the Gemara says, no. Divesh Chimera Kivusha Shavua Rabbanon. So since Isi Giora is a ger and he has no Yorshim at all, he has no relatives at all, so the Gemara says, "Mande isi birusha isi b'matan shchemera, mande leisi birusha leisi b'matan shchemera." So therefore, the principle of divrei shchemera kingsuvim chimsurin dami would not apply over here. What exactly does that mean? "Mande isi birusha isi b'matan shchemera, mande leisi birusha leisi b'matan shchemera." So this is a machlokes in the Tshuvas HaRitva. He has most of the Tshuvas HaRitva written by the Ritva. So there's one Tshuva which is not written by the Ritva. He has a machlekes between the Rashba and the Ra'or on this sugya. What does it mean, Mandalese Birusha Lese Bimatan Shchimira? It means, I'm really related to you. But we're very distant, all the Jews are all related to each other, but we're very distant relatives. I have children, I have cousins, I have uncles, I have aunts, I have a lot of relatives in between. If everybody would die, all the people in between would die. You would be the closest relative. You're probably a 15th cousin. So since you are in line to get the Yerusha, the only thing is that we have to bump off a lot of people. So they made a takana de rabbanan. Since you are a relative, so therefore, mid the rabbanan, we say that you can get the Yerusha, you're in line to get the Yerusha. There is a din deraisa. Rabbi Yechonim Breikas din is a din deraisa. That's the Mishnah, Baba Basu Kuf Laman Amar Aleph. That a chelek nechasav al piv, when the man is about to die, so he says, I have three sons, and I don't want the three sons to get equal Yerusha, one third. I want one son to should get two thirds, and one son should get two thirds, and one son should only get one should get two fifths, and one should get two fifths, and one should get one fifth. So that adds up to 100%. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chaim Breika learns that from a pasuk, and the Gemara says, Halachik Rabbi Chaim Breika, we pass like that, that he can change the Yerusha. So the Mishnah says that's only if they're on the line to get the Yerusha. But let's say he's going to say, Abbas b'makam b'adam, he has three sons and he has daughters. So he says, I want the daughters to get an equal share with the sons. So that doesn't work because the daughters are not in line to get anything. So you see, on the level of the Raisa, there is such a thing as a tzavor. He has the ability, and Rabbi Chaim Breika learns it off in the Pasuk, What do you mean b'yom hanchilo zbanav? He dies. Man dies and it goes b'yerusha. He's not manchil anything. Malach HaMavis takes his life and mele. The laws of Yerusha happen automatically. So Rabbi Yechim HaBroker sees from that passage hanchilo. The Torah gives the father, the Morish, the right to alter slightly the laws of Yerusha. If the fellow is in line to get something, so I can give him the right to get more than one third. They're all in line to get one third, one third, one third. So I said, let him get two fifths and two fifths, and the male, the other one will only get one fifth. So I have the right to do that. So here, the Rabbanon, they said, I'll take a person who's not, he is related. It's only Lachamisa, like Yerusha. He is related, but he's not first in line to get the Yerusha. But if all the people in between would die, then he would be in line to get the Yerusha. So the Rabbana, they declared an extension of Rabbi Yechim HaBroker's din that he has a right to declare that that person should get. Is that the Pshat in the Gemara? So the Meile, only applies if the other person is Jewish. What if the Mekabel Matana is a ger? What if the Mekabel Matana is a tzedakah organization? So then you can't apply this rule of Dibre Shchimira Kiksuvim V'chim Surin Tomi. We mentioned Rav Chaim Moise came in from left field, came in with a different word. He said that there's a din mitzvah l'kaim Dibre Ameis. A mitzvah l'kaim Dibre Ameis, we pass them like this test. It has to be Hushlash Mitchilo L'kach, a Hushlash. So he said a Chiddush, the only time you need Hushlash is if you're giving over the money to a Hedyot. If I give the money over to a tzedakah organization, so since we paskin that amirasa la gavoya kimisirasa la hedya dami, the Mishnah Kiddushin in the first parak, amirasa la gavoya means to hegdush. Amirasa la gavoya kimisirasa la hedya dami, so the original Mishnah only goes on hegdush. What if a person makes an amirasa la gavoya to tzedakah? Do you say amirasa la gavoya kimisirasa la hedya dami? Well, no, there's no kinyon. Let's say a person. There are people who go to shul only Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So he last time he went to shul was on Yom Kippur and he pledged to give $100,000 and he's going to go to shul next to Rosh Hashanah. So he has a whole year till next Rosh Hashanah to give his pledge $100,000. Then he dies in the middle of the year, never had a chance to pay off the pledge. So if you say that a person who pledges money to the shul is only mechuyev mitam neder, so once he dies he won't accomplish anything, and even if you give the money, meisa machopshim. So there's no chiyuv to observe the nether after he's dead. But if you should say amirasa la gavaya, even applies to tzedakah, it doesn't only apply to gavaya to hegdash, it even applies to tzedakah. So even after he died and his meisim chapshim, he won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of being mekayim the nether after he died, but you still say amirasa la gavaya. So this is a famous dispute of Yosef Karo and the Ramah. They lived in two different countries, but they had a correspondence. Rabbi Yosef Karo lived in Eretz Yisrael, he felt that Amiras HaLegavah is only Hegdish, does not apply to Tzedakah. And the Ramah and his Chuvahs disagreed with the Apkes Rechel, with Rabbi Yosef Karo, and in Choshen Mishpat, and in the Yeridah, and Yeridah in Hilchas Tzedakah, the Ramah quotes it, and in Choshen Mishpat he quotes it, that we say, Amiras HaLegavah, Kimisiras HaLegavah, even applies to Tzedakah. So even if the person died before he pledged an amount of money to Tzedakah, and he died before he gives the money, so the Yorshim HaMchuyif to pay the money mitam Shiva Nechasim, Amiras HaLegavah creates a Shiva Nechasim. So Rabbi Chaim Oizer has a chili, he says like this, if a person is healthy and he makes a statement, after I die I want you to give $100,000 to my next door neighbor, he was a very good neighbor, he always helped me out, but he was never hushlish metchila lekach, he never gave over the money to someone else. The Tosis says in our Tosis, we're going to discuss this, and Tosis proves that Mitzvah l'kaim d'rames doesn't apply because it wasn't hushlish m'tchila l'kach. Rav Chaim Moses says, what if he leaves instructions, after I die, you should give $100,000 to tzedakah. So since there are more paskins that giving money to tzedakah, we apply the rule of amirasa l'gavah kimsi rasa l'hedyadam is considered as if he did a mesirah. So Rav Chaim Moses takes it literally. It's considered kimsi rasa l'hedyad amirasa l'tzedakah kimsi rasa, so it's considered hushlish m'tchila l'kach. It's considered as if he gave it all. So that's Rav Chaim Moise's word. He says, when a person makes such instructions at the age of 50, he says, when I die, you should give so much money to tzedakah. So it doesn't work. Me din Rabbi Yechim HaBroker's din of Cholik Nechas Val Piv. They're not worthy of Yorsha. They're not in line to get anything. So nonetheless, it'll work me din Mitzvah L'Kaim D'Rameis. Since you're giving it to tzedakah, this is the equivalent of Hushlish M'Tchila L'Kaim. So the Rishonim, when they discuss it, do not write like that. It sounds that they don't seem to agree. That's exactly the machlokes, the Rashba and the Ra'on, the Tshuvas HaRitva. They're talking a man left instructions. He's a shchid mira. He leaves instructions. After I die, they should leave money to tzedakah. So they had an argument. Matan shchid mira ki yirusha shav yirabana. Man di yisem yirusha, yisem mimatana. Man dalei yisem yirusha, leisem mimatana. So half of them said, it's, even if everybody dies out in between, but the tzedak organization for sure can't yarshimi. It's not a person. It's like a ger. I want to leave my money to a ger. The ger is not related to me. Even if everybody in between dies out, if a person is not a ger, so we're all relatives. It's just that I have much closer relatives. So all the closer relatives wouldn't be alive, so you would be the closest relative. Some in our Torah, that's nothing. And in the Rabbanan, they said, the din of Yerusha sets in because you are a relative, but tzedakah organization can never be a relative, so it can never get. And the other Rishonim disagreed, and they said no. The way Tosis writes in Bava Basra, they said no. When the Gemara says Mata Shchimira Ki Yerusha Shavir Rabbanim Andisi Yerusha Isim Matana, it doesn't mean because it's a vort midir Rabbanim Yerusha. No, they say if the one who's dying is has the power to be Morish, if he has Yerushim. And the Yorshim would normally get, so you see that he has a little shlit on his nechasim even after he dies, Baharai goes to his Yorshim, so he said Matan Shchemira. So he has Huadanam, he has a Takana de Rabbanan, he can give Matan Shchemira. But if the one who's dying is Isa Giyara, he doesn't have any relative in the world. He got married to his wife, but they didn't have any children. So he has no relatives who were going to Yorshim from him. So Alpidin is not a Morish. Alpidin is not a Morish. He doesn't have any shlita over his nechasim after he dies. So, but if he's a normal Jew who has relatives, after he dies, the money is going to go to his Yorshim, his children, his cousins, his uncles, his aunts. He has relatives in the world. So even though he's giving the money to Tzedakah, and Tzedakah is not a relative, Tzedakah is impossible, that doesn't matter. That's all the Gemara meant to say. So that was their machlokes, the Rashba and the Ra'or, that the Gemara said, doesn't mean that the Noisen and the Mekabel have to be related to each other, except that you have some of the other Yerushim in between. Some of the Rabbanon, we ignore them, we consider them as if everybody would be dead, and as if we're extending Rabbi Yechiman Breikah's din, he's making a tzavah, he wants his Yerushim to go to this party. So that party has to be someone in line to get a Yerushim. Or they say, no, that party can be tzedak, it can be a goy. Can be a goy also with a matan shchimira. The only thing is, the question is whether the noisein, does he have any shlita of his nachas after he died? That's the way Tosis writes in Bava Basra. So again, so that gemara in Kuf Mem Tes in Bava Basra by Isa Giyora, he's trying to figure out this Rava is not too helpful. Rava doesn't want to show up, so Isa Giyora is unable to be makna ayidei maim shloshen, and his son is there by his deathbed the whole time, but Rava doesn't want to come. If Rava would come, he'd already be maknet ayidei maim shloshen. Those are the 2 days in Tosis. He could be arrive in the Gemara. He could be maknet maim shloshen even bal korcho shalan nifkad. Or it means that Rava would be embarrassed to say in his presence, "I don't agree. I'm not going to give it to your son." So the two pshatim in Tosis. What would be if Rava would come? Would the maim shloshen even work bal korcho shalom? So maim shloshen doesn't work. Rava doesn't come. In Dibir Shchimira Kiksuvim Chimsurim Dama, it doesn't work, the Gemara says, because Mandalaysa Birusha Laysa Matona. So the Gemara says that the only thing left is Udisa. So Isa Giyore, someone was advising Isa Giyore, so someone told him, make him Udisa. So he makes a Hidas Baldin, all of the assets that are written in my name, my house, and the money in the bank, it's really not mine, it really belongs to my son. So then he dies, and since he made a Hadas, but then it all belongs to the son. So the son won with the Odisa. So Rava was upset. Who taught, some rabbi must have told him this, Isa Gyor, told him this secret. So Rava was upset. They were mafsid me money. If not for the fact that Isa Gyor made the Odisa, I would have walked away with all of this money. So Rava was upset.
How does the Odisa work? What didn't belong to him? He mocked this son. How does that work?
He made a Hadas, but then. So that's two versions in the Rishonim. When you make a Hidos Baldin, and we know it's not true. God makes a Hidos Baldin, we all know it's not true. So that just means that he'll win in court, the son will win in court, but it doesn't really mean that it belongs to him. He'll win in court, because they're on the books there's a Hidos Baldin. Or should I say, no, Udisa mid the Rabbanon constitutes a Kenyan. So let's say, can the son, before the son actually gets the kish, can he use that money to be paid the ma'aser sheni? If you make it with these. So this is a tesis, and Perek HaZov has two opinions about that. Big machlokes in the Mishnah. Those are in Yeridei, it's a machlokes in Hilchos Ribbis and in other places. Which opinion and tesis to accept? When you make it with these, it just means the other party will win in court. But it does mean that it's his. So they say, no, the Rabbanu lo disa constitutes a kinyan. So Taisus is bothered with the question. The Gemara says, my Mishloshtim isn't going to work because it's not going to come. The Mishchimera doesn't work, so the only thing left, and it's money, so you can't be makna with a kinyan chalipin. The Gemara says, matbeah is not nikna by chalipin. So therefore, the only way to give it over to the son, it made a kinyan a diesel shine, so the son is going to win. So Tosfos says, why didn't you just say Nitzvah the Kan Diri Ames? Why didn't Isagir just make a statement? When I die, I want all of my assets to go to my son. So Tosfos is not sure. So one suggestion Tosfos gives over there in Baba Basra, and that daf Kuf Mem Tes, is that just like the Gemara explained Mandalese, Birushalese, B'matna Shchimira, maybe the same answer explains why there's no Mitzvah the Kan Diri Ames. Mandalese, Birusha, Lese, B'mitzvah the Kan Diri Ames. Maybe. And then they shoot off other possible answers. And then the answer that they're left with is the answer that Tosfos gives over here. The answer is, the only time you apply mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is if it's hushlash metchilas biyad sholosh. It was biyad sholosh. Rav is holding it. Isagir doesn't have it. Rav is holding it. No, but it wasn't hushlash metchila l'shem kach. The only time you apply mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is if Isagir would have given the money over to Rav and he said from day number one, when I die, you should give this money to my son, to my biological son, or Alpidin is not related to me. So if he would have said that from the very outset, then you would have applied Mitzvah the Kaim Dereme's. Whenever it's not Hushlish Petchilo, the Shem Kach, so then Mitzvah the Kaim Dereme's doesn't apply. So that's why Chaim Moshe has a Chiddush. He says that if it's going to Tzedakah, you don't need Hushlish Petchilo Lekach. Since Amirasa La Gavoya, we pass on like the Rabbah, Amirasa La Gavoya even applies to Tzedakah, so that's considered as if it had already been Hushlish Petchilo Lekach. As I say, it's not b'mashma, the Rishonim who talk about that machloikas. It doesn't really sound like that's what they hold. Okay, we'll end it tomorrow. We'll continue.